back. We got belly dancing going on here.
That's Kelly Lynn's. No, she belly dances. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, not the belly dancing studio.
That's right.
That was Billy Joel.
I didn't know that.
It was Billy Joel.
That was Billy Joel.
Oh, good.
It's one of his non-hits. Okay. What can I say? All right. This is all of us can tackle this one here. Shay from Woodstock. My husband and I are going through his business, going through his father's business investments, and he has several unit investment trusts. What are these, and what should we do with them?
Unit investment trust is a distant cousin of the mutual fund. Basically, a mutual fund, open-ended mutual fund, has an unlimited amount of shares. The shares are created as money comes in.
Right.
And also there's trading into different securities all the time,
right.
You know, by the portfolio manager.
Right.
Unit investment trust has a fixed amount of securities and value when they're issued. So they only sell a certain number of shares. And those shares can trade on the exchanges, or they can be cashed in through the actual sponsor.
And they don't necessarily trade any kind of net asset value either, do they?
Well, there's...
Is it trade similar to stock?
It's similar to stock. They can trade at NAV or at a discount or a premium.
Right.
Okay. They can be good. They can be bad. I would say like an exchange-traded fund, which is a unit investment trust, is good because they're a long-term unit investment trust, and they issue shares as they receive more volume. They have the ability to issue more shares, which is different than a short-term.
But these trusts for like oil wells and things like that?
Yeah, those fall into that category.
Yeah, and those are the ones. So what you have could be, because you have a unit investment trust, could be totally different. You might have one that mirrors very similarly to a closed-end fund or an open-end fund.
Yeah.
And you might have one that's a wasting asset.
Yeah.
And by wasting asset is they collected all the money, they issued all these shares, and they put them all into oil wells. It's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
And those oil wells, over time, put out less and less and less and less. They generally kick out lots of cash. They pay all the cash out to you. But what you have is probably at the end of some period of time,
yep.
these oil wells will be worthless, and so will the
Unit investment trust
will be worthless.
They have a maturity date.
Yeah, a maturity date. So you need to look into this in greater detail. It's not a simple answer.
Yeah, they can be illiquid or liquid. Some of them can have high fees or low fees. I mean, it looks like the ongoing management fees are cheap, but then they have all of these other fees, organization fees,
sure.
deferred sales fees. It could be expensive.
Where would you get information on those?
I would say just go to Yahoo Finance or just Google Unit Investment Trust and Wikipedia and all of these other information sites. These they have a bunch of different information on these types of investments. Also, Forbes had a really good article recently on unit investment trust, and Morningstar had a really good article on it. I mean, it compared open-end, closed-end, and unit investment trust. Closed-end and unit investment
can
trust.
Can they get that online? You got to buy pay for Morningstar, though, don't you?
Morningstar's free. They got a free site.
Okay.
The website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Principia.
The Principia
software
the subscription
that we have.
Is
okay.
Paid.
Hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.